From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting a shaky ceasefire holds in Syria. Opposing forces in the Syrian civil war are observing a ceasefire for a second day despite claims of breaches from both sides. UN envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, says he has the impression that everyone is taking the cessation of hostilities seriously. According to unofficial election results, reformists and moderates appear to have taken all 30 parliamentary seats from Tehran in Friday's Iranian election. Final results from the vote are expected Monday. Partial results point to hardliners losing considerable ground in the 290-seat legislature. However, state media reported hardliners were winning in areas outside the major cities. The Somali president and the leaders of countries contributing to the African Union force in Somalia are calling for the immediate resumption of military operations against the Al-Shabaab militant group. The call came from heads of state meeting in a one-day summit in Djibouti. In recent months, Al-Shabaab has launched high-profile attacks against Amisom and the Somali government military bases, killing scores of soldiers. Hollywood's biggest stars are attending the 88th Annual Academy Awards ceremony. More than 40 million people worldwide are expected to be watching the ceremony. Islamic State militants launched two suicide attacks on the western and eastern outskirts of Baghdad on Sunday, killing dozens of people. Three suicide bombers and gunmen rode pickup trucks into Abu Ghraib. Hours later, they carried out a double bombing in Baghdad's northeastern Shiite suburb of Sadr City, killing at least 24 people. This is VOA News. Tuesday.